Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for our weekly update of the news, events, and issues facing South Carolina's business community. Today, Andy Owens joins us. Andy is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. Andy, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
So tell us what is showing up on your radar this week.
Well, everyone has still got a little bit of residual impact from the flag debate. But outside of the politics of the flag, we try to kind of take a more clean business point of view to see what might be helping businesses or hurting them. And a lot of business leaders really did not mind seeing that flag come off of the State House grounds. And they were glad that something happened fast. Regardless of where you stand on the flag politically, for years, our editors and reporters had heard rumblings in the business community that the flag was creating an impression that they didn't really consider to be good for business. After the shootings came out and a lot of the national media were kind of hammering away at our image in South Carolina, the State Chamber, the Manufacturers Alliance, and economic development organizations across the state really came out and said that thought it would be better for business if the flag came down. So even though it might not have been a deciding factor on whether a business decided to come to South Carolina, several business leaders told us it was definitely a contributing factor when companies that had a multinational feel turned us down.
So basically, the business community here in our state is glad that this controversy is behind them.
Yes, and I think they're glad that it came about quickly and went away quickly and ended the way that it did. So regardless of where you stand on the flag, I think the business community is pleased that it may be behind us now.
Well, Andy, what else are you seeing happening this week?
Well, another thing that we've been watching across the state and really across the country is how Uber has been coming into different communities, and it's coming to South Carolina not in a very welcoming way. I'm not sure if you know what Uber is. It's a ride-sharing app.
You'd pretty much have to be living in a cave these days not to know what Uber is.
That is true. That is true. And South Carolina's General Assembly and Governor Haley signed legislation recently to regulate the industry. And a lot of folks in the tech community, which we're trying to cultivate in all of our areas of South Carolina, we're watching to see how this played out. A disruptive company like Uber that has a lot of capital to spend but doesn't really fit into the existing regulatory model was seen as kind of a bellwether for how our local and state governing bodies are going to deal with technology companies. And so it's kind of it paved the way for this tech-based Internet of Things industry to grow in the Palmetto State. And really, it's become a bit of a model because Governor Haley and Mayor Riley in Charleston are two of the political leaders who lobbied for legalizing and regulating Uber. It sent a message that South Carolina is open to updating its laws and accommodating tech companies. So now if Uber has to obtain a permit, drivers have to have insurance and their car inspected and undergo criminal background checks. And among other things, they also have to display prices that they're charging and photos of themselves.
Is this another controversy that's behind us now, that the taxi industry, taxi lobby, they're happy with this compromise?
I think that they're happy with the compromise in as much as it makes Uber follow some of the same or similar regulations that they have to.
Well, Andy, the dog days of summer are almost here. You spot anything on the business calendar that our business community would like to know about?
Yes, aside from the heat, and that's everywhere, in the Midlands, a business workshop from the Newberry Small Business Development Center and the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce, they're doing an Affordable Care Act for small businesses, and that's going to be held at the Small Business Development Center. Also in the Lowcountry, Tech After Five is going to be held July 28th, South End Brewery in Charleston. That's always a good place to make connections and do some networking and get some business ideas. And in the upstate, GSA Business, our newspaper up there, is having a panel discussion on the future of elevated pod cars, which they see as a possibility to assist getting around in the upstate. And it's going to be held Thursday at the Croc Center in Greenville.
And that in itself sounds like a topic for a future show.
Yes, without a doubt. Although I'm not sure how likely that's going to happen, but it'll be interesting to see what the technology brings.
Well, Andy, thank you very much for your time today.
Okay, Mike, thank you.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. We will have links to the events that he mentioned, as well as to his publications, posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.